Hi everyone, and thank you for joining us today as we discuss a changing industry, What Can You Do to Adapt? A podcast created exclusively for the Plum Club. My name is James Schneider, Director of Sales at OSPE and Anderson. And on behalf of myself and the entire OSPE organization, I wanted to say thank you to the Plum Club for this wonderful opportunity to knowledge share and spark ideas within the industry. We feel honored to be part of such a well-respected group. At OSPE, our only focus is the independent jeweler. Not only do we understand their needs, but it is our mission to exceed their expectations. We are now in our 101st year of business. We are family-owned and led by the fourth-generation great-great-grandson of the original owner. Our first customer from 1920 is still a customer of ours today. Bridal and fashion jewelry is our primary focus, but more importantly, we take great pride in trying to always say yes to our customers. We have certainly seen the industry change over the course of our 100 plus years in business, and we are humbled to be able to share what we have learned along the way. Today, I will focus on a few of the ways the jewelry industry is changing and what can you do to adapt. We will discuss planning for the future and how you can differentiate your brand, the importance of community involvement, and finally, we will talk about marketing ideas and social media in your business. The end goal is to walk away with some new ideas, including different ways to take care of your customer. What can you do differently from your competitors? And finally, the importance of having a robust social media presence now more than ever. So let's get started. The pandemic significantly accelerated many existing business trends and also changed the sales and marketing landscape beyond recognition. Some businesses are flourishing, while others struggle to stay afloat. No matter the group you fall into or segment you are stuck in between, the one thing that is for certain is that consumer behavior has changed. Did you know that 86% of consumers say they've changed their behavior as a direct result of COVID-19? I know I have. If you follow the theory that it takes 21 days to form a habit, consumer buying habits have certainly changed, and at a rapid rate over the last year. I would like to briefly highlight a few of the most important changing business trends and practices that we have seen. One of the most emphasized changes revolves around digital. Understanding the digital customer isn't a new concept, but one that has drastically increased the acceleration of its importance within the jewelry industry. Consumers are going online first and maybe only, and that automatically puts businesses with strong online offerings ahead of the competition. Some companies are taking this a step further by creating immersive experiences entirely online. I could give you multiple examples of manufacturers who have dramatically changed their digital footprint to their customers, including us. Having a strong digital-first approach is key in getting people talking, reaching new audiences, and continuing to grow. A second important business trend is having the ability to sell directly online. There has been a dramatic increase from customers wanting to buy directly from jewelry retailers online. The ability for stores to sell directly from their website has empowered businesses to build strong customer relationships rooted in competitive pricing and the ability to adapt. While many small businesses are struggling and scrambling, those who have figured it out continue to run their business smoothly. Smart businesses and industries who embrace selling online have gained prominence more recently and will continue to do so as more people discover the benefits of shopping and buying online. Focusing on sustainable growth is also trending. With budgets slashed, many marketers have to rethink their marketing and sales strategies. there is more scrutiny than ever on marketing ROI. For many businesses, an expensive TV ad with no trackable impact is no longer a viable option. Instead, marketers are turning to less traditional but more measurable, effective channels such as referral programs. Prior to the pandemic, 44% of businesses focused primarily on new customer acquisition, despite it being 5 times more expensive. The current climate will prompt more marketers to realize the untapped value of their existing customers. Instead of reducing profit margins to acquire one-off customers, marketers should focus on brand building and customer retention strategies that engage with happy customers for long-term results. Now let's take a look at the landscape of today. Just as things are different for your customers, they are also changing just as quickly for stores. Right now, your company needs to be adaptable and make well-thought-out adjustments. Running the same play you have always run will most likely not produce the same results. Here are some practical tips to consider moving forward. Take care of your top customers. Many companies have core values such as put the customer first or we are a consumer-centric organization. Now is the time to prove it. As a good partner, you can only strengthen your relationship by going to those customers and finding out what adjustments you can make to help them be more successful. Get closer than ever and communicate often. Research shows that a customer is 3 times more likely to purchase more from a store or brand that they have already purchased from. So be proactive, do whatever it takes to get in front of and communicate with your top customers. Facebook, Instagram, phone calls, Zoom calls, mailers, etc. Do whatever it takes. Review your sales process. The steps or stages of your process probably do not change, but how you execute each step may have some nuances. Review this with your team and determine what are the new best practices. Make sure everyone is on the same page. Do we order inventory differently? What is our selling story? This may be a bit of a trial and error until you determine best practices, but start documenting what you want people to do. What techniques have you used to sell successfully, and are you sharing those with the whole team? Now that we have discussed some of the most important business trends in our industry today, let's talk about how we use this knowledge to plan for the future. Planning for the future and preparing for the times ahead has to be a continuous process and discussion for your businesses. It is always a wise practice to give your businesses a regular review, looking at the things that no longer work and what newly implemented tactics show promise. Effective long-term strategies will be fundamental to your success as the jewelry industry continues to be competitive. Things that you can do now to plan for the future include differentiation. What makes your business different? Take the time to determine your strengths and communicate them to your customers in ways that get them to notice you above everyone else. Once you have defined and can demonstrate your unique difference, be sure to incorporate it into your message everywhere. Ask yourself, what is your unique difference that makes your customers want to work with you? What services you offer could help set you apart. Your business will always have competition, and understanding the landscape of the jewelry industry can lend itself to setting your brand apart from the rest. Communication of the value of the products and services you provide is critical. I am specifically talking about the communicating the services and advice you provide to your customers every day that they don't realize have value. Think about the things that you do every day for your customers, like ring cleaning, small repairs, watch battery replacement, gift advice, etc. By specializing in a specific customer niche, you can focus on the skills or services that uniquely benefit that customer. Being the best to provide a solution to their unique situation enables you to maximize the sale and build stronger and long-lasting customer relationships. Talk about the history of your store could also be a differentiating factor. One of the best ways to connect with your customers is to drive home the story of who you are and your origin story. This story should be shared with all new and existing customers to provide a sense of family and purpose for why you are in business. Be transparent with your customers about the things you do and why. The uniqueness of your products also makes you different. Share with your customers the originality of the products you offer or how your quality is unmatched and why. Whatever your uniqueness, really spend some time defining what is unique about your designs and store, and make sure your sales staff is sharing the same message with every customer. Build a reputation as the expert within the industry. People want to work with the experts, and a perceived higher quality comes with that expertise. Focus on superior customer service. Aim to create the best experience for your customers. From your initial meeting to the final delivery of the piece, be sure your customers are treated as if they were the only one you have. Make it easy to do business with you. Provide as much access to your store and store personnel as possible via text, email, or web. Do whatever it takes to make working with you easy and convenient. Make sure your customers feel like they are the most important one you have. Always be asking questions to understand what your customers' needs are. Help solve their problems. Continuously try to improve your customer-facing processes to deliver better results to your target audience. Every industry evolves, and so should your business. The second key element in planning for the future, and something you should all be doing right now, is increasing your community involvement. Customers and employees notice if a business gives back to its community. According to a recent study, 82% of customers consider social responsibility and community involvement when deciding whether to spend their money for a product or a service. There has never been a better time to get out there in your community and lend a helping hand. Yes, you are most likely like the rest of the world with already too much on your plate. But it's important to note that local businesses that show an active interest in their communities receive many benefits. Some of those include the strengthening of your business's reputation, creating positive goodwill, gaining the respect of your employees, networking and creating connections with other local businesses, and finally, setting your business apart from your competitors. There are many ways to engage your community without spending your entire marketing budget. Here are a few examples. You could extend your business hours once a month and host a special event, maybe a charity auction. You could volunteer at a homeless shelter, an animal shelter, or the Boys and Girls Club. You could serve on a community board. Communities often have downtown or Main Street organizations. You could also serve on a school board or arts council. You could donate to a local organization or sponsor an event to raise funds for a local nonprofit. Finally, organizing a food or recycling drive always work. The third key aspect, and probably the most important piece of planning for the future, is understanding the importance of social media. Research indicates some pretty compelling reasons why retailers must take extra care to engage with their social followers. According to the research, 90% of customers try to connect with brands and businesses on social media. When customers' questions or complaints are ignored, 36% will shame, and 1 in 3 will switch to a competitor. 10 hours is the average amount of time it takes for brands to respond. However, 4 hours is the maximum amount of time people will wait for their response. When retailers understand how digital media works to actively improve their reputation while simultaneously growing their audience base, they pour resources into this invaluable tool. Going back to the beginning of our discussion and the many services your store provides, it is social media and the robust online presence that will allow you to share your story with the masses. Your recognition that your store's identity is directly connected with their social media presence is critical. So why is social media so important today? On a basic level, social media is an intimate look and offers a unique insight into a business. With social media like Instagram, businesses can quickly tie their products, personality, or cause to what we see as intimate insider access. This widespread deep dive intimately illustrates stores' values, style, sense, and stance. Photos and text can now successfully translate and represent the images we wish to project to the world. Before social media, advertising and marketing looked very different. Large, impersonal billboards displaying one image would have to suffice to represent a product or a store for months or years at a time. Expensive TV commercial slots were bought and sold to pique the interest of viewers at home. This older form of advertising was not only expensive, but it was way too limiting. Social media, such as Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all allow the consumer to better understand your store. This inside look can often influence and motivate consumer loyalty. More than perhaps ever before, consumers confidently wage support and feel confident in their favorite stores and products solely due to social media. If you're not currently invested in growing your social media and solidifying your brand's identity, you relinquish your ability to tell a story, share intimate details, and give behind-the-scenes content about your store or brand. The reality is that social media is here to stay, and the impact it will have on your business is growing faster than ever before. Ah yes, there it is, the smooth beat of the drums. That must mean we are nearing the end of this podcast. So time for some quick words to sum it all up. Today I discussed a few of the different ideas about how our industry is changing. Maybe you're already implementing all the things I covered today, and that's great. Perhaps others are in the camp that heard something new that sparked some interest that will lead them to try to change something in their business. To summarize, we first grounded our discussion by highlighting a few of the most current business trends impacting our industry today. We then talked about the different ways you can be planning for the future given how our business is changing. The things we discussed included how to differentiate your business, the importance of community involvement, and how it can drive your brand. And finally, the impact of marketing and social media. My hope is that you came away with something useful that will help you in your business, whether it's a deeper understanding of the importance of taking care of your customers or how to stand out from your competitors. Perhaps today is the day you start to understand how critical having a social media presence is to your business. I again want to thank the Plum Club for creating this podcast series as a way to share ideas with others in the industry. I hope you enjoyed the discussion, and I thank you for listening.